It had been a day like other days at the office. Nothing special had happened. Harold hadn't come back from lunch until close on 4. Where had he been? What had he been up to? He wasn't going to let his father know. Old Mr. Neave had happened to be in the vestibule saying goodbye to a caller when Harold sauntered in, perfectly turned out as usual, cool, suave, smiling that peculiar little half-smile that women found so fascinating. Ah, Harold was too handsome by far. That had been the trouble all along. No man had a right to such eyes, such lashes, and such lips. It was uncanny. As for his mother, his sisters, and the servants, it was not too much to say they made a young god of him. They worshipped Harold. They forgave him everything, and he had needed some forgiving ever since the time when he was 13 and he had stolen his mother's purse, taken the money and hidden the purse in the cook's bedroom. Old Mr. Neave struck sharply with his stick upon the pavement edge. But it wasn't only his family who spoiled Harold, he reflected. It was everybody. He had only to look and to smile, and down they went before him. So perhaps it wasn't to be wondered at that he expected the office to carry on the tradition. But it couldn't be done. No business, not even a successful, established, big-paying concern could be played with. A man had either to put his whole heart and soul into it, or it went all to pieces before his eyes. And then Charlotte and the girls were always at him to make the whole thing over to Harold, to retire and to spend his time enjoying himself. Enjoying himself. Old Mr. Neave stopped dead under a group of ancient cabbage palms outside the government buildings. Enjoying himself. The wind of evening shook the dark leaves to a thin, airy cackle. Sitting at home, twiddling his thumbs, conscious all the while that his life's work was slipping away, dissolving, disappearing through Harold's fine fingers while Harold smiled.